Okay, Simon Peh Zion finishing up animals on Shabbos. Yudches, right? Famous highest for obviously Gedalen. So if you have animal, any types of animals that grow up in a house, Shemizayin, that you're required to give them food. Mutar losis lem mazonis b'Shabbos. You're allowed to give them food on Shabbos. You're allowed to feed them. But those that don't go in a house, don't grow up in a house, and the mezonos is not on you, meaning wild animals that don't need you to feed them. Also, the child mezonos, you can't be much riyach for them. Also, and even to put in front of them is also. Also, mezonos, you can't put them in front of the birds. Meaning, even the owner can't feed birds because they can fend for themselves. But a dog you're allowed to. Even a dog that's hefker, there's even a little bit of a mitzvah. Because Hashem had pity on dogs that they have small amounts of food. They keep their food in their stomach for 3 days. Right? Meaning, the point is that Hashem made it that they keep the food in their stomach for 3 days because it's hard for them to come by food. So therefore, it's a chesed to give them food. So even on Shabbos, you're allowed to do it. I don't know why dogs have a hard time getting food, but okay, that's what it seems to be. Yesh nagin lasse schitim lufnei oivis b'Shabbos shiri. To put wheat in front of the birds by Shabbos Shira, that's Parshas B'Shalach. That's not proper because these birds don't need you, so you can't feed them on Shabbos. The best thing to do if you wanted to feed the birds is to feed them on Erev Shabbos of Parshas Shira. You're allowed to invite a and even though it's also on Yom Tif, because of a gzeira that you're going to cook for him. It's a very interesting thing. Yom Tif, which is usually more mekel, you're not allowed to have a guy. Shabbos, which is more machmir, you are allowed to have a guy. But Shabbos ain't lochosh lezois. Shabbos is no concern because you don't cook anyway, so you're not going to cook for him either. And his mutter to give to him even by himself, mezonos, meaning you're even allowed to feed him, meaning, and he's not eating with you. Even though you're not responsible for his food, since you can give to a guy because of Darkei Shalom, it's as if his mezonos is on you. So, meaning, really, you should not be able to feed him the same way you're not allowed to feed animals that sustain themselves because it's a Tirchan Shabbos. So why should you have to give to a guy? Because of Darkei Shalom, so therefore you give to a guy. Chaf. So any type of animal that doesn't know how to come home yet, right? Back to the barn or whatever it is. Even if they are used to it, but that right now they're running away. Also, you can't bring them into the house. I mean, to the whatever, the corral or to the barn or to the house. Even if they're in the house, like Bakluv, or in whatever enclosure, the door is open. Also, because by closing the door, you're trapping them. That's an issue of trapping. This is one of the big issues with having a dog or a cat or any other pet. On Shabbos, the main problem is petting them and picking them up because of muksa, and the other problem is trapping them. If they run around the house and they would get out, and you close the door on them, then you've just trapped them. So it's a whole tumult exactly how to go about closing your doors. But if they're already domesticated, that they come home by themselves. The Yatsu, and then they also go out by themselves. But he's concerned that they shouldn't get stolen. Then you're allowed to push them in order they should go into the place that they're considered watch. But you can't pick them up. And you can sort of push them or prod them, but you can't pick them up because they are muksa. And that's contrary to what many people believe. They think that if it's your own pet, if it's your own animal, it's not muksa, it is muksa. Has nothing to do with whether it's yours or not. Now, the shaila is, what do we do with pets nowadays? Lots of people have pets. So there are poskim that say that when it said that animals were muksa in the old days, that's because nobody had pets. So there was no reason for you to be moving them on Shabbos. But nowadays that you actually have them as a pet, so, and it's normal to move them, so therefore you would be able to move them on Shabbos. It's a minority opinion. Rav Moshe seems to say that a little bit. He says that they say it about birds, but those that are mekel extended to all types of pets.
And you're allowed to have pets?
Why not? If other
I
than
don't know.
Shabbos, you
No, in
talk
general, you're allowed to have pets.
you mean because like the Gemara in Bava Kamma that it's a kelav ra'az is.
Something like that, yeah. Or that doesn't apply nowadays because we have pets. Mean, I don't have a pet.
Yeah, other pets that don't. The reason why the Gemara says you can't have a dog is because it'll bark or cause a woman to get a miscarriage. Right? So if the other pets that don't scare people, I don't know. I don't see a problem with it. But Shabbos is a big issue. You open up the bird cage, right, to feed it or whatever. And then you that it wants to come out of the cage. You close the gate. You just dive on the issa of trapping, right? Same thing with rabbits. All the things. Yeah. Anyways, test. No, I just got the wrong one. I got Chav Beis. Ain miyaldin behemah b'Shabbos. You are not allowed to. I mean, the way to translate is you're not allowed to give birth to a behemah on Shabbos, but meaning you can't birth it. Lasada, even to lean on it to help it out. To grab the baby as it comes out so it doesn't fall on the ground. Aser, it's aser. Again, because of muksa, but a guy, you get a guy to do it. Maka, but chilasai. If it has a new wound, a new cut, the behemoth has tsarvim, then you can smear it with oil. Aval basayif, but in the end, meaning it's already mostly healed, then the smearing it is only for tainug, also then it is also. Harbe, if it eats a lot of junk, that's the vegetables that are the junk from the vegetables for kadaima. And because of that, it's mitzvah. So you can run it. You can put it in the yard and let it run around, so that it burns some calories. If you did bloodletting with it, yachalamida, you could put the animal in water, because so that it gets cool. And if it's a suffix, shema, and if it's a suffix that if he doesn't take blood, it's going to die. Then it's mutter to tell a guy to do the bloodletting. The other refuahs can be done with a guy. Okay, that's the end of that siman. Now we get into the major siman of Dine Muksa B'Shabbos. Uba So Aleph, Muksa Midas. So Muksa Midas. So Muksa literally means to set aside, something set aside. Right? So meaning if something that is set aside that you don't plan on using on Shabbos is Muksa. The Hainu, he explains this. B'Shabbos. He puts it out of his das, meaning out of sight, out of mind. Either because it's not edible, only if you're really desperate. Or if it's roi farachila, even without a tchak. But it's set aside for business, meaning you planned on selling something. You're not going to touch it on Shabbos. You're not going to touch it ever because you don't want to ruin it. So even though you put it in your storage house, something that's roi today for Michael Klovim, even though on Erev Shabbos it wasn't oimed this, a behemah noiv that became nevelas on Shabbos, so you can't really you weren't planning on eating them. Things that changed today from what they were yesterday. But today they're still edible. Or not edible, they're usable. Kigayim, kalim shenishtaru hayayim. Let's say you have a utensil that broke today, v'adayin ruyin l'shtamish, and it's still roy, you can still use them, right? Let's say a glass, and you can use the piece of glass to, I don't know, to put something in there. Me'ein tashmishon arishon, similar to the original use. The kabel ben eizah meichel and mashka, to be makabel any sort of food or drink. V'chein atzamos, bones, shenisparko hayayim, and a basar that got separated from the meat today, v'ein ruyin l'klavim, and they're edible for dogs. Kol elu mutaron l'talta b'Shabbos, they're all mutar to take on Shabbos, chutz mima shadocha b'yadayim, except for what you push away with your hands. Could go in groigros etzimogin, like dried figs and raisins, meaning those things you push away with your hands. If something that you actively say that you're making it not edible, meaning they're, the figs are edible, and then when you dry them, they become inedible or unedible, whatever the word is, until they fully dry. So therefore, you actively made them muksa. So therefore, it's a problem. But everything else, as long as it was some sort of das that it should work, so then it's not muksa. Okay, we will stop over there. Have a fine night.